From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come your way on this another edition of the Living Truth Radio program, originating from the studios here of the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania. I am indeed Gary Dull, and I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio today to talk about something that I believe is very important, and that is the Word of God. That, of course, is what this broadcast is all about. I've often said to people down through the years that if you want a program that is filled with bells and whistles, well, maybe this is not the program for you. But if you want a program that is centered around the teaching of God's Word, then we invite you to join us every day at this same time, Monday through Friday, on this radio station as we study the Word of God together. Now, this week, we are going to be looking at a very, very familiar passage of Scripture to most of us, but it's also a very important passage of Scripture, as all Scripture is. But in this passage of Scripture, we have a tremendous challenge as Christians to get out the Word of God. In fact, the theme that I am going to be using throughout the course of this week is simply this: how shall they hear? How shall they hear? And we're going to be looking at Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17. Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17. Now, as we come into the 10th chapter of Romans, we need to keep in mind that the Apostle Paul is in the middle of giving teaching on the future of Israel. But in giving that teaching, he reminds us of his burden for them. As a matter of fact, if you go back to verse 1 of Romans 10, you'll find that Paul says this: "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." You see, the Lord Jesus Christ came to the Jews, but the Jews rejected him as their Messiah. And of course, Paul was a Jew. And after he came to Christ, he had the desire to see the Jewish people come to Christ, recognize Jesus Christ as the Messiah, and be saved. And of course, he gave his life in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in this passage of Scripture, that is Romans 9, 10, and 11, as I said, Paul is talking about the future of Israel and indicates that at one time in the future, they will recognize that Jesus is the Messiah, and as a nation, they will believe. But right here in Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17, we've got an admonition given that does not only relate to Israel, as it were, or the Jewish people, but it's an admonition given to those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ that, in my thinking, really outlines for us the significance of evangelism and missions. And so we're going to be focusing on this passage of Scripture this week. It's Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17. Very familiar verses in this passage to most of us, but they are verses that we need to focus on a regular basis. Notice again, if you want to listen, and I trust that you do, as I read verses 13 through 17, where the Word of God says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Again, that's Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17, a very familiar passage of Scripture to most of us who know the Lord and those of us who've been around the church for any period of time. But it is a challenge for those of us who are Christians to be focused on getting out the Word of God. And there are 5 points I see in these verses that I've read. First of all, we see a clear statement. Secondly, a serious situation. Thirdly, a beautiful person. Number 4, a sad reality. And number 5, a resounding fact. The first thing we see is a clear statement. Notice, if you would please, verse 13 of Romans chapter 10. It says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And folks, that's real. That's true. That's genuine. The first thing we see there is the person involved. It says, "For whosoever shall call." What does that teach us? It teaches us very clearly that anybody who calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus and asks him to save them, he will save them. Christ died for the whole world. Remember John 3:16? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." There are some people who think that Jesus Christ just died for a certain group of people. He only died for the elect. But beloved, he died for the whole world. Everybody and anybody can call upon the name of the Lord to be saved, no matter what their background has been, no matter what their religion is, no matter what the situation is that they are facing in life. Jesus Christ died for the whole world. And so the whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The second thing we see is not only the person involved, but the process involved, found in that phrase, "shall call upon the name of the Lord." Now, it's as simple as that. Down through the years, we find that many people have made the concept of salvation very complicated, or they've added to what the Word of God says. There are those who say that salvation comes when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, plus go through the waters of baptism, or plus taking the Lord's table, or plus doing this, or doing that, or doing the other thing. Now, certainly, I believe in the importance of baptism. I believe in the importance of the Lord's table. But when it comes to salvation, it's simply through calling upon the name of the Lord. When it says there, "whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord," that phrase, "shall call," speaks of the expression of the heart of the individual. And the phrase, "upon the name of the Lord," indicates that the only name through which we find salvation is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 tells us that there is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. And so the person involved is the whosoever. The process involved is this phrase, "shall call upon the name of the Lord." But then we see the potential involved where it says, "shall be saved." Shall be saved. You see, beloved, the potential is definite. The Bible teaches us in the Gospel of Acts, chapter 31 and 32, that no matter who the person is, no matter what their background is, if they call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. In that Acts passage, we find these words where Paul said to the jailer there at Philippi, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." And so you see, the potential is simply this. It's a definite fact that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the potential is certain. In John chapter 6, verses 32 and 33, the Word of God says this as the Lord Jesus is speaking, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." You see, this is a very clear statement. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's no reason to question it. There's no reason to doubt it. And there is no reason to add to it. So first of all, I say to you today, have you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior? Have you called upon his name to ask him to save you? If you haven't, I would encourage you to do so today. And if you have, rejoice along with me in the fact that whosoever wills may come to the Lord Jesus Christ. A number of years ago, I was holding a revival in a church, and when it came time to give the invitation, a young lady stepped forward, and she was just weeping and weeping and weeping. And I went to her, and I spoke with her, and I said, "Young lady, what's your problem? Can I help you?" And she said, "I would like to be saved, but I can't be saved." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, I had a pastor tell me that because of my background, I've got too much sin, and I can't be saved." Well, I don't know if she misunderstood that pastor or not, but the fact of the matter is, no matter what one's background is, the blood of Jesus Christ covers all sin, cleanses all sin, so that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is certain. And so if you don't know Christ as Savior, I encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord and be saved today. And if you are a Christian, get out there and share the name of Jesus Christ with others. Be a soul winner. Do the work of the evangelist so the people will know that they are lost in sin and that Jesus is the Savior, that they might trust him and have the forgiveness of sin and eternal life. Thank the Lord for this clear statement. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we will continue our study and we'll look at a serious situation. So I trust that you'll be by the radio then. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The best is yet to come.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.